Once you play a team twice every year, now three times, it grows on you. So it's an honor to be a part of the rivalry, and it's just a way to extend it.
Talk a bit about Aaron's play right now and just the level he's been able to play.
He's playing incredibly well right now. This last weekend might be the best I've ever seen him. He's on top of everything. He was making plays with his arm and his feet, getting out of sacks and tackles and rushing for a touchdown. So hopefully it continues for another week or two. And we just got to, when we get the opportunity, we got to catch the ball and make plays.
How much more confident is this offensive group in the running attack? I know it wasn't all that successful in the first two games against the Bears.
I think we're confident. I think Starks is doing a good job back there, and even Jackson's a good mix-up, and then Kuhn obviously on the short yardage. But we just got to keep grinding it. Starks, I think, does a really good job falling forward, and it doesn't look like much, but it's still 3-4 yards every time just falling forward. So it's important. We need to be able to run the ball in order to get the play action going.
Weather's supposed to be pretty nasty. Even being in Green Bay, do you ever get used to something like that?
I don't know if you ever get used to it. It depends on what the temperature is. I think, like, today's not bad. I mean, you can get used to that. It's nothing too terrible, but it all depends. You never know down in Chicago with the wind and everything. So that would definitely be a game time decision on what the weather's going to be like. But it doesn't matter. You're one game from the Super Bowl. You'll play in any weather possible.
As a receiver, do you feel like you have an advantage on a bad field like that? It's kind of like a shoot-up hayfield.
I think it can go both ways. I think they're familiar with it more than we are. We've played down there a couple times late in the year, so we kind of have a feel for it more than maybe some other teams. But we do know where we're going, and they have to adjust to us. So that's one advantage for a receiver. But they play on it a lot more than we do, so they got a better feel, I think.
Because there's so much about one game at a time and kind of staying focused on the task at hand. But, you know, for the last month plus, it's been win or go home. Mm-hmm. You guys have kind of put all that distraction out of there. How have you been able to do that and stay focused and not worry about
it? There's nothing really else to think about, because if you look forward and you lose the game, then there's nothing to look forward to. So I think it's kind of helped us through the playoffs, having those two games before, knowing it's win or go home, like you said, and it just keeps your mind off of it. You know, it's one game at a time. I think our schedule around here has been very similar to what it's been all year, so nothing's changed. So it's just keep the same mindset, keep moving forward, and keep winning games.
How critical is it to get red equipment?
Do what now?
To get with Red, and as far as your equipment is concerned for a game like this.
It's important, but I think we've experienced it the last couple of years being down there late in the year, so you have a feel for it. And at least what I do, I go out before a game, or before warm-ups anyway, so I get a feel for that and, you know, see what I want to do. Everyone's different. A lot of guys wear different types of shoes, so you just got to get a feel for what you want and make sure you're comfortable, because that's the key. If you're not comfortable, you're not going to play well.